Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida added another 10,000 new coronavirus cases in the past day. That's six times higher than where the daily record stood less than a month ago. The state also reported 67 deaths today for the second time in a week. The seven-day average for daily fatalities is now back over 40. That's a 30% increase from 2 weeks ago. Vice President Mike Pence and Governor Ron DeSantis held a press conference in Tampa today. A Miami Herald reporter tweeted that DeSantis said Florida is considering a pooling testing strategy. Deborah Burke suggests that means screening families, school classes, an entire dorm, and putting all the samples into one tube, and then going back and doing diagnostic tests for those that are positive. Pence was asked about the convention and whether people should go to the Republican convention in Jacksonville next month. Pence said, "No one wants to see these numbers where they are. No one wants to see them go up." Pence said, "Work is needed to bring the numbers down." Today, the governors of Texas and Kansas mandated the use of face coverings, but Florida's governor has said he will not implement a statewide mask order. Fox 13 reports the city of Lakeland has voted to enforce wearing of face coverings inside public places. On Tuesday, the Hillsborough Metropolitan Planning Organization narrowly voted to keep controversial highway improvements in their five-year transportation improvement plan. WMNF's Josh Holton has more.
Florida Department of Transportation District 7 Secretary David Gwynn argued in favor of keeping a proposed interchange in the Transportation Improvement Plan, or TIP, to address malfunction junction on I-275 by adding additional exit lanes.
So this takes all that traffic out and makes a direct connect down into 21st, 22nd without ever having to get on I-4.
Tampa City Council member John Dingfelder has opposed any physical widening of 275 and tolling on interstate highways, but voted to keep some of the new exits in the plan, noting that congestion is a problem.
I think any of us who use those exits realize there is a lot of backup at the 21st, 22nd exit.
There aren't any plans to physically widen 275 since the median would be used to add additional lanes, but the part of the proposal connecting 275 north with Ybor City could expand the footprint, prompting Hillsborough County Commissioner Pat Kemp to make an amendment to remove the project from the plan.
Instead, we're just directing two more full lanes of traffic in each direction into that interchange that is already, by all accounts, functioning poorly, is incredibly unsafe.
Beth Alden is the executive director of the MPO and says one of the I-4 exits may expand the footprint of the connection.
One of the fixes that DOT wants to do is to the ramp that exits to go north on I-275. And that's where the properties would be acquired.
About 10 properties north of I-4 could be purchased to make way for the exit. Dana Lazarus sits on the Citizens Advisory Committee. She says they will be voting on a resolution to promote racial justice.
These are still communities of color. They were communities of color when the highways were built, which is why they were built there, and how the government was able to acquire the land for cheap. And they are still communities of color, and the land is still cheap.
The MPO passed the TIP with an 8-7 vote, with County Commissioner Ken Hagan abstaining. More information on the TIP can be found at planhillsborough.org. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.
Florida's Agriculture Commissioner is rolling out a new program to help reduce energy bills for low-income families. Robbie Gaffney reports Nikki Freed said those families often pay higher bills due to having older appliances or older homes.
Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Freed is hoping to help cut down on high energy costs some low-income families face. Her department reports lower wage earners often have older appliances, resulting in more power needed to run them, and higher bills. To address this, Freed is launching the Low-Income Residential Energy Efficient Program. It will fund energy-efficient projects created by counties for low-income people. A total of $1 million will be given out. I'm Robbie Gaffney.
Here's the 4th of July weekend weather for you tonight. Breezy and warm with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Overnight lows near 80. Tomorrow, windy with scattered thunderstorms and highs near 90. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM and WMNF.org. Have a great weekend and stay safe.